In the town of Strictly So, where the real true growers grow, lived a zibble-zob named Sam I Am, who chirped, "Oh, be a man! I'll stitch my socks with sugar thread and paint my elbows pinkish red. I'll pluck a star from who knows where and poof, a woman, see me there." Old Greek Legrac, who knew the rules, said, "Sam, you're trading sense for fools. Can you birth a babe? Can bloom a womb? Can spin XX from XY's loom? Can wishes make a wombat fly? Or turn a teapot to the sky? No, Sam, I am, you cannot, Sam, no matter what the ads exclaim." Then Lulu, who loved to bake, cried, "I'll be man for goodness sake. I'll whittle wood and box the air and glue on a whisker, see, right there. I'll buy a truck at Bargain Mart and foil a manly heart." But Greek Legrac just shook his head. Can chromosomes be unsaid? Can you grow sperm, command a Y, brew testosterone in pie? Can wishes hatch a chick from chalk, or make a whale fit in a sock? No, Lulu, you never can, not even with a plicker span. Sam and Lulu stamped their feet, wailed, "Greek Legrac, you're obsolete. We'll name it true, we'll dream it real, we'll cancel laws with zompom zeal. We'll shout it loud from snozzle steep that biology's for boring sheep." But Greek Legrac stood firm as stone, his voice a calm, unswerving drone. "You can't be sun by naming rain, can't be a train by calling plane, can't be a fish with kitten feet, or bake a cake with sawdust sweet. A man's a he, a woman's she, the rules are set like land and sea. You're Sam, no ma'am, you're Lulu free, but never he, now let it be." So in Strictly So, the truth still stands, unchanged by waves or wishing hands. A man's a man, a woman's not, and pretend play changes squat.